I'm Kathy Fuller. It's Classical New England's Drive Time Live from the Fraser Performance Studio. I think it's hard to really appreciate the life of a world-class musician, especially here in this 21st century. You would think that the noise of all the details would overwhelm everything, all the flying, all the driving, all the practicing, the fatigue. There is an artist who pulls it off with an extraordinary kind of grace, but with an edge to that grace, which is amazing. He is the Norwegian pianist Leif Ove Andsnes, always thinking outside of the box. He's brought avant-garde film into his performances, and he has sought out the newest and most interesting piano repertoire. Yet he is profoundly at home with the age-old ritual of the piano recital. He can turn a huge hall into an intimate musical experience. Leif Ove Andsnes, what a joy to have you back. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. What a joy to be here.
You're going to be dancing today for us, I think. And maybe ending with a march. But before we really do talk, how about this little dance by the great Spaniard Enrique Granados? This is the Spanish Dance, Opus 37, number 5.
Thank you.
That piece is by Enrique Granados. It's his Spanish Dance, Opus 37, number 5. And you heard it played live in our Fraser Performance Studio by Leif Ove Andsnes. Leif, it's not the first time that that's happened with you. I hear you play something and you do more with it than I thought could be done. I love the lingering. It's like hanging on to the sunshine in the middle section of that piece. Oh, so beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
It's an amazing piece. I've loved that. I think like many, I played it when I was a boy. I mean, it's such a famous piece. I came back to it recently and I looked at it and I thought, what an incredibly deep piece. I mean, it just has everything. There's just a real passion, love, pain, and you said sunshine, in such a short piece. It tells about a life.
It's remarkable. Well, I guess I get to say publicly for the first time, congratulations on your little girl.
Thank you.
I think it's a marvelous thing when a child comes into your life. Do you think you're hearing things differently now?
I feel that perspective in life is obviously different. How it affects music making is hard to say. I think everything in life affects also music making. I notice sometimes a kind of freedom, and yeah, actually also a kind of willingness to look for the childlike beauty, you know, in things, which is new. But a freedom also, you know, that after a concert, I mean, if things don't go that well, there are more important things in life. And sometimes that also brings freedom to the music making.
I was reading that she likes Bach cantatas.
Yes, well, that period is over now.
Oh. But she's moved on.
We listened a lot to Bach cantatas when she was about 6 months old.
Now how old is she?
Now she's 19 months old.
So, oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I know that it will be a great joy for her to discover your musicianship and her mother's too, French horn player. Have you ever tried to play the French horn?
Have I tried?
Yeah.
No, I was a euphonium player when I was... I played in my father's school band. My father's is a brass band conductor. And the French horn is a mystery for me because the mouthpiece is so small and just simply... It's
impossible.
It's impossible even to get sound for me on that instrument.
Well, we'll talk more. The waltzes by Chopin, anything special that we should know about how you feel about them? Why these particular waltzes, Opus 70?
Well, I love in generally the waltzes by Chopin. I mean, of course, I mean, they're fantastic pieces. And I think the waltzes give a freedom. I think it's we are concentrating so much on the big music, the great music, the sonatas, the contrapuntal stuff. It's wonderful to play that music, which is salon music in a way, but so sophisticated, you know, such nuances.
Well, that's what we have next. We're live on Drive Time Live with Leif Ove Andsnes. These are the three waltzes, Opus 70 by Chopin, beginning with the second one, then the first, and then the third here on Classical New England.
Thank you.
Wouldn't it have been great to have been a fly on the wall when Chopin was sitting entertaining his friends in these beautiful small rooms? Well, you're listening to Leif Ove Andsnes play the piano. We heard the three waltzes, Opus 70 by Frédéric Chopin, in a slightly different order, the second one first, and then the first, and then the third in the key of D flat. I got to visit Norway for the first time when I went to the marvelous Risør Chamber Music Festival, which I know you still are involved with. Norway is different, isn't it, than any other place? Is there any place like Norway?
Well, there's some similarities in New England, I guess, with the climate, even if you have a very mild winter right now. But it's a special place, I guess. I sometimes thought that I could live anywhere, because in this profession you can, you know, any bigger city, and as long as there is an airport, but which can take you around. But I'm getting more and more sure of the fact that I cannot move away from Norway. I'm very northern, and you know that those very dramatic seasons and the very dramatic nature. There's good quality of living there. It's very dark in the winter. Sometimes I'm quite happy to travel just in this part of the year.
Right.
But it's a fantastic place.
The peasant march that you have, is this typically Norwegian? This is a Grieg piece from his huge set of lyric pieces.
Yeah, it's called Ganger in Norwegian, and the translation march is actually not so good because it is a folk rhythm. It's actually in 6/8. But I guess it feels like a marching thing, but it's a folk dance basically.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what we have next. It's Opus 54 number 2 from the big set of lyric pieces by Edvard Grieg, and we're live on Drive Time Live with pianist Leif Ove Andsnes.
Thank you.
that Norwegian peasant dance is from the lyric pieces Opus 54 number 2 by Edvard Grieg, played live in our Fraser Performance Studio by pianist Leif Ove Andsnes. Leif, one just last question for you. You did that fabulous interaction between film art and piano when you did the pictures at an exhibition, and you worked with the South African
Robin Rhodes, yeah.
Yeah, artist. And one of the things that I heard you mention about in relationship to that was the need for an audience to focus, and how that raised in your mind this idea about how concerts are perceived and what we need to do to really focus in a concert. At one point you said you played, I think, Schumann with just one spotlight only on the piano. You go black, everything goes black, and there's just the keyboard. Have you still been thinking in those terms?
I have, and I do notice that that simply I think like lighting makes such a difference in a concert, and we are not very conscious about that very often in our classical music environment. We think that the music will speak for itself and that the audience should be able to read the programs, and nothing is really made so that we will achieve concentration about what we are hearing, what we're actually listening to. And that's what I learned from that very theatrical performance that we did with Robin Rhodes, that that it actually makes a real difference. And that when I then played Schumann Kindersinn, people could pretend that this is really an intimate living room, even in a hall with 2,000 people, because of the lighting.
Right. I think that is so important. I mean, it's like acknowledging the listening aspect of the experience.
Sure. So in recitals, I would often ask for a rather dark hall. Not that I don't want people to see the program notes. Often they can be interesting, but maybe, you know, maybe they can be read in the interval.
Or beforehand.
Or beforehand, yeah.
Right. Leif Ove Andsnes, it's always a joy to see you.
Thanks, likewise.